Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. Hope everybody's still Vegas strong. Hosting tonight, the one and only JJ Nunn.
Good evening.
What's happening?
Not much. Doing fantastic.
That's absolutely great. That's good. Little insight of your work day today. You were racing your own race today.
Yes, we were. We had a runner out the back door, down the driveway.
It's been a while, huh?
Yeah.
It's good to see. It's good to know that the rest of us still have it in us when we get a little older.
Yes. Yep, we had a runner.
Wow.
It happens. I jumped in the bus. You don't think I was
Somebody else ran after them. Yeah. I didn't see them.
There's a lot of young caregivers there. Very young.
There you go. Hey, you signed a runner.
You guys got them? Good. You keep track of them. I'm getting the bus.
Right. You're the driver, not the runner.
Not the runner. I'm the driver.
Oh, man.
Doesn't matter whether a pepperoni pizza's on the end or not. I'm getting in the bus.
There you go. That's right. Different for the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt. What's up, man?
How you guys doing?
Speaking of pizza, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And I guess we can't do that now.
I know, man. Now we have to make special reservations to do that with
Yes,
Cameron.
We do.
When an HRA comes to town.
That's right.
We'll do it down the drag strip.
Why don't you race her a quarter mile?
I'm with you on that. Mile. That's a good idea.
Mike and I will stand down there.
Oh, no. One will stand at one end and the other will stand at the other end.
I'll stand on the end and I'll hold a piece of
pizza.
And
the paramedics will stand in the middle.
Well, yeah, you said you didn't need paramedics. You should be
not
fine.
Not the 1/8, the quarter. None of this short shit.
You guys are moving the quarter mile. Next, you're going to want me to run the 26.2 mile.
You got to qualify for that. Yeah, sure.
No. First, make it around the 3/8 forward.
I got to do that.
Special fly on the wall with us again tonight.
Special, all right.
Justin Griffin. Patrick. How you doing, Justin? Have you turned on?
There you go.
All right, try again.
I'm doing good.
Good. Nice to see you, man.
Just when you hope for a runner, it doesn't happen.
Just when you pray for one to go out the back door.
Well, you guys made him run once. Don't do it again. No, I'm just kidding. I'm playing. We're just watching TV. Colton Knights. You said 2-0, huh?
Yeah, they're 2-0. First game here at home tonight.
Who are they playing?
They are playing
Arizona Coyotes.
Yes, Coyotes. Arizona. I was going to say Calgary, but you're right. Coyotes.
Sweet.
Yep.
Professional team, of course. One of the first, I guess.
No.
Not the first. I said one of the. No. One of the.
Second.
One of the. Next to
second professional
NASCAR,
sport,
we're talking about.
Oh, NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Can't forget that.
No.
So,
no.
Speaking of NASCAR, I know a lot of people went through doing donations and stuff like that. If you still feel like you want to give, there's Drivers for Vegas. You can go to driversforvegas.com and give there if you still have a need to give. It's something I think that. A few of the handful of NASCAR guys put together, the local guys like Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, Brendan Gaughan,
right.
Noah Gregson. Hope I didn't miss anybody.
Jamie Little.
Mr. Gallagher.
Yep, Spencer Gallagher.
Yeah, Spencer Gallagher. Jamie Little, who is a resident here, also the announcer.
So
please donate.
And
they're on the front page. Of the Bomber Nation.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes,
so you can go to the
BomberNation.com
website too
and
check that out.
Check it up and you can click on the link.
And if not, it's the driversforvegas.com. And they are teaming with Zappos, I believe.
Zappos, correct.
It's going to match up to $1 million, for a victims fund. But anyways, just want to put that out there. Again, the BomberNation.com website. You can check it out there.
There you go, Gary. You got it.
Yep.
And if you're also at the BomberNation.com website and want to move on and look for stuff on there, parts for sale, you want to sell something, you can go there and talk crap about Justin. That's the place to do it.
Yep.
That seems to be popular.
I click on the message boards and go there, check it out, post something, you know, for sale. And it kind of sucks for that, you know, message boards and stuff because of social media. Everybody just posts stuff on Facebook and stuff nowadays. But if you're kind of tired of Facebook and all that and want somewhere to go, go to thebombernation.com.
I'm exhausted with Facebook. I'm shocked.
Hey, bad news for you, JJ. They're getting rid of AIM on AOL. It's a AOL Instant Message. They're finally going to get rid of it.
I know.
JJ is going to be able to keep track of himself now.
You just figured out how to use it, didn't you?
It was just last week. Okay. Well, when we met up, I just downloaded the new
operating system. Yeah.
So. Oh, no, 11.1 iOS or whatever. What a piece of crap that is. I got to relearn everything on my iPad. Thank God I haven't done it on my phone yet. I won't.
Yeah. At some point, you're going to have to because I haven't on mine, but now I can't, like a lot of apps I can't even use now because it needs at least a 9.0 update.
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking dummies for phones, which is iPhones. So if you have
dummies
a Android system.
Dummy for any type of
pertain to you.
Computer. Okay. It took me 2 weeks just to program my Cox mini box at home. and it's a plug and play.
And they come out and do it for you.
Oh, it took me one button. It was gone. Everything was gone. I went right back to TV from whatever the hell HDMI 1 means. I have no idea.
Hey, you can talk to your remote now. You can talk to your remote. You don't have to push any buttons anymore.
No, I can't talk to my remote anymore. Not that one because it's in the neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
I threw it on the wall. It's in the neighbor's yard. Can't talk to that remote anymore.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. I'm technology deficient.
You and my mother.
I'll admit it.
You and my mother get along great.
I'll admit it. Thank God for my son-in-law, man. He builds computers from scratch up, comes in, resets our printer, resets TV, resets everything. I'm like, good choice for marriage.
When you say reset, those are power buttons. You just turn them off and off on a printer and a TV, by the way, what you just said.
All right.
Okay, I'll move on.
Okay.
Hey, this weekend.
Doesn't know whether his car has a carburetor or fuel injection.
Yeah.
Hasn't got the slightest idea.
Isn't that funny? Some people don't.
No, for him, it's an electric car. How bad that is.
I knew this.
Last time I seen him, he had one of those, what do they call them?
Priuses,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's hybrid. That has a little of both. The best of both worlds.
He uses the battery part on it. He don't use the gas part on it.
I knew this guy. He owns a business, and he actually asked me to come out and change a light bulb. That he says he's never changed a light bulb before in his life, and he's like 40-something years old. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. He goes, no, I never had to.
It's possible. How rich is he?
Exactly, and the answer is very.
Rich is he?
The answer is very, and that's why. So.
Where's the light bulb? The refrigerator?
No.
In the ice box?
No, it isn't.
You ever change a bulb in an ice box?
Yes.
I have regular customers. They can build $1 million trophy truck, but they can't find a short in a trailer.
Right.
I get called out,
don't you work on this stuff anyways?
They can build a winning $1 million trophy truck.
They can run like this regular nice wiring harness and all that.
Yeah.
Put that on the trailer.
They can't find a short in the trailer.
Where?
Yeah.
Who's the one on your team that's wired that $1 million truck up?
Okay. Hey, I still get checks from them. So leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly. Don't ask for that guy. Keep asking for you.
I get checks, so don't worry about it.
I turn on my blinker and my headlamp goes on in the truck.
Hey, for me, I just accept it and know that, okay, that just means I turn my left turn signal on.
Yeah.
It's a reminder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, a lot of racing coming up at LVMS this weekend. The
past weekend.
Well, no, this weekend coming up too. The Las Vegas Nationals for the Legends cars. What do they do that every like 3 years, Justin? You think?
No, they had it last year too.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was a wreck fest, but it was here.
Well, if you want to see a wreck fest, maybe, maybe not.
It's going to be a wreck fest. Come on, it's Legend Cars.
LVMS, right? Two or three-day show, I think.
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think they got credentials Wednesday.
Thursday's just practice, though.
Right.
And then racing, heat races and qualifying is the Friday.
You know, and a lot of times you get the best of the best Legends drivers.
Have you ever driven one?
Yeah, well, not a Legend. It was a baby.
Have you ever driven a Legend?
I drove the dwarf car, and that's about it.
Have you?
No,
I've driven one.
Hey, don't yeah. don't
I
get.
I can understand why.
Don't get Michael
fest.
Into a Legend. He might go buy one. So.
No, I don't know.
Those things, I thought about it.
I've driven one. Those things, it be you think you're under control. Quarter of a second, you're around.
That is just like the dwarf car.
It goes around. So quick, there is no reaction time. All right. Once you break it loose, it's gone. That's it. You know, I've driven dirt, got on a Legend car. No, there's no saving these. There's no turn right to go left on these. I'm sure guys with a lot of experience in it are able to have the rear end drift on them and they catch it. I myself drove one once years ago when 600 Racing was promoting them out here. And they go around quick. I give these guys all the credit in the world driving those little speed buggies, man.
That's my problem. I can't think that fast. You know, that's a good point. A lot of nowadays, a lot of drivers coming out of the Legends have good, quick responses.
They
and
do.
That's one of
you
the
got
reasons
to.
Why. Exactly.
You got to. One of these go around in the front. I mean, you line up 24 of them, and one of them go around in front, you're guaranteed 6-7 of them are piling in.
Two races ago, we had that.
Man, it was bad.
You know,
it was
just,
one of the worst.
They go around that quick. There's one, no slowing them down that quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you can lock them up. Those little skateboards just keep on going.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like ABS brakes. It's not like standard brakes. You lock the brakes up, you turn the wheels, you let go of the brake, and the wheels, you're able to steer around it. These things just keep on going. And they fly on that track. They fly.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You gotta be quick. You gotta know your car.
For sure. You know, and that's something that you're gonna see out there this weekend at LVMS, the Las Vegas Nationals.
Support it. If you have a friend or something, try it. Just try it. Ask them, you know.
I think we will.
Can I
call
test
600
one?
Racing? We'll do a test drive for all of us.
And
I'm good.
You're good. Okay.
Hey, you fit in a dwarf.
I know.
Mean,
you
the dwarfs go around
it.
That quick, and you're on mud and dry slick. Okay, you get in one of those. I'm telling you.
I was forced into that, and I've never had more fun in a race car. I will say that.
Cool. That's good.
The
you know,
size of
you,
I can understand.
Well, I heard you were in my car, so you had fun in my car.
I don't know. Those dwarf cars are a new world.
Right.
Those things are insane, but they're so much fun.
Anything smaller where I can stick both my arms out the window up to my elbows that are hanging out the window are just a little too small.
That's if you flip over and push yourself back up.
Yeah.
You sat in the one out front.
I got one at 5-6 seconds, 10 minutes to get out of the thing. Okay, that's it. I'm serious, right?
Yep.
I mean,
I was there. I witnessed it.
To position yourself, you know, you slide right in. Piece getting out. Oh no, 6'1" don't work. How? What are you? 6'4"?
6'5".
6'5"? I don't know how the hell you get in and out of that thing.
I'm a little younger. I have a little more. I said a little.
You put a fire under there, you both will get out there really quick.
Right.
Trust me.
You'll find a way.
Exactly. I'd need a roof hatch. I'd need
like the bandos.
Yeah, that's like the bandos.
That's when you get a mod light. They're just like the dwarf car, but they got the roof.
Oh, do they?
That's
really?
What I. That's what I would need: an escape hatch on top, like the funny cars. Pop it open
right.
And jump
pop
out the top.
Eject.
Yeah. That's all. Either that, or you press a button and the car splits in half, and I get out.
Hey, speaking of. Bandos and Legends and all that. This past weekend, there were some races out here at LVMS, the championship night. You can go to lvms.com and click on the bullring link. and see who all the winners were, but they were crowned NASCAR division champions.
Yeah, congratulations to Justin Johnson.
Yeah, I didn't think back he was going to do it, man, because he was struggling. Back he was in a backup car.
Yes, ooh, he was.
That was. I was rooting for him, but very hopeful. But he made it. I'm glad to see that.
He beat out Peyton Saxton.
Peyton Saxton was giving it all he had, though.
He did, too.
He was up in second. He wanted that win. And
he was there for a little bit, but, yeah. There's just some pushing. You know, it's a typical championship night. A lot of pushing and hard driving going on in every division. So
did you make it out there with 65?
I made it out. Yes, I did make it out there. I made a heat race and then had an issue before the main event, so I couldn't.
He looked very good in the heat race. He did take the lead. He had a pretty good lead, too.
Well, yeah. It was
short-lived.
It was short-lived. I just said that cars at right now at the point.
That car's possessed?
No. Hey, I love my new car.
It's going to the crusher.
Hey, I love my new car.
I got a video of him taking the lead.
Oh, really? Yeah, cool.
Taking the lead? Really?
Well, he started, second? He started outside, and as soon as the green flag dropped, he came down, and he had it for a little bit.
It's just that car is
possessed.
It's not faster than a 20.1. It's a good 20-second breakout car right now, is what it is. So
it wasn't faster than 18.997 somebody else ran, but
18.997.
But it's a legal bomber. Don't worry, it's legal.
100%. It's 100% legal.
There's a couple.
Just go ask Tech. He'll tell you all about it.
There's a couple legal ones that can go that fast right now.
The views and opinions of the
exactly. Yeah. So, no, it was good. It was fun. It was hopeful to make the main event, but
what went wrong?
There's a radiator split.
Demons.
It was the backup radiator that sat outside, and I'm assuming it got just kind of sun. You know,
baked.
It was our backup radiator.
The graphite split from the aluminum.
Exactly.
Points on there,
yep. And that was it. So, but I'm by the next race.
That's just the demons coming out.
I'm trying. Hey, still working the demons out. The night before, I did make one practice, and I threw a power steering belt, but that was my fault because I put a different pulley on, and I should have put the same one back on, but the other one was wobbling, so I decided to go to a second pulley, and that one was actually wobbling more, and I didn't change it back. I thought it was
good. Okay. Tell me all about spinning belts. Please.
It was fine.
Please.
Hey, the belt problem's out of the way.
Did you go see Rob Street and pick him up in your Uber car?
The problem is now is the bullring's not running except for a few more races. What, they've only got one more bomber race, right?
And he should be there for that one. That is a 20-second breakout.
And I will be there for that one. I'm actually going to throw a bunch of other stuff at it before I
make
that
race. So you're going to put the old pulleys back on that
didn't spin
belts?
I already done that. That's fine. The pulleys are not a problem anymore. That's all
you
good.
You think?
No, I'm 100%.
I think JJ
sure.
needs to take out the old 33 car for the breakout race.
No, there you go.
So
that's the most fun you ever had, being up front with us.
I'll pass.
When he could see the leader, he had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, that car needs a lot of
22 cars in front of me. It was fun finishing on the lead lap. You know, the 20-second breakout race is like
three wide.
Finish on the lead lap.
That was hilarious. I looked in my mirror and seen him behind me. I was like, "What the hell is he doing up here?
Yeah, what's going on here?" Yeah, three wide and shit. That was good. That was a good race. I remember one or two of those races being.
It was funny. Arlie was in front of me. I'm pushing Arlie. He's on the outside going for the lead, and JJ's behind me. I'm like, uh-oh.
What's he doing here? Something's wrong with my car.
I got in the middle of that shit, and I got out of that shit quick. It took all of two turns for me to be in there, and I was like, you know what?
I said.
So, two laps later, there goes Billy Hurd from the top and right into Martin Solins. I was like, oh, good choice, JJ. Glad you got the hell out of there.
Solins did try to race this past weekend.
Did he?
Yeah. He didn't make it out. He said he found his head gaskets blown, he didn't make the main. So, but he was there. He was going to try to make it.
I mean, he's probably lucky with all the beating and banging that happened out there. It was
what's his name? Nusitelli's old car that he sold.
Steve
that,
Danko
needs another another clip.
Really?
Three people trying to go to the same spot at the exact same time. And
well, that guy needs to learn you can't drive that line that he was trying to drive.
The picture I seen, the front clip went the other way.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, there was a couple cars.
Instead of the right, this time it went to the left.
No, the other way. The first time it went to the left, now it went to the right.
To the right. Oh, that frame's good and tweaked, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
scissored.
It's tweaked pretty good.
Oh, not good. Not good at all. So much for that.
I wish I made that right. It looked like a fun race to be in. I think 10 cars finished, 15 started. 10 finished.
I think my brother blew his motor on lap like 13,
yeah.
And he finished 11. So.
And I'm not trying to be rude, but does he drive anything that doesn't smoke? Is that like a vape machine?
That car has always smoked. But it's almost as possessed as the purple car. It's pretty close to that.
I doubt it. Purple car will be one of the fastest cars out there next year. You watch. You watch.
Who has the 11? Do you guys still have it?
Yeah, we still have it.
Why not race that?
Well, I'm getting a tranny rebuilt right now. So once I get that, I got to freshen up the motor, put it back together, and it'll probably be back out next year.
You don't got time to work on that 11 car. That 65 is taking a lot of your time. So.
It is. It is, but I know what it needs.
That 11 car is fast. So.
Suspension wise, I know what it needs.
Suspension wise, ain't going to get the bugs out of the.
We get 20 pages from top to bottom. We thought that ain't what it needed. And we've been through all 20 pages.
I've got page two that it needs to go on to. So.
Steve, it's coming to the crusher.
Yeah, I love my new car. It's not coming to the crusher.
So we changed pulleys to speed up the fan to get it to cool more.
Who did that?
Right? You?
No.
Nope.
I'm trying to slow the pulleys down. That's a issue with one of the issues with that car for next year.
Let me get those 20 pages of issues.
You guys went the wrong way with it. I'm not saying anything, but I'm pretty hopeful.
Oh yeah, we went the wrong way. We kept working on it for 4 years.
Well, I looked at it, and there's a lot of things that I see can be done to that car.
The first one's that circle on the front.
He's acting like we haven't tried them.
Yeah, right. Or asked or listened and applied all this information that we received.
I give you all the credit in the world for wanting to
work on
that.
I saw the world famous Saint Alderman. He looked at it. He was like, Gary didn't do anything I told him to do to this car. And he walked away.
Saint Alderman is bullshitting you. Saint Alderman is bullshitting you. I call BS big time.
I believe it.
Well, we got to congratulate Aaron McMoran.
Yes.
First driver in Bowling history to win championships in two divisions.
And I didn't realize that till this happened, obviously. I thought for sure it has happened in the past in all the years, you know.
Man, I don't remember anybody else trying it.
Yeah.
For the life of me, I cannot remember.
Well, you know, and here's one of the reasons. For a little while there, I don't remember what regime it was under, but they didn't allow a driver in one division to go down two divisions into a lower division.
Yeah, that was Mike Stafford.
Was it? And, you know, so that probably ruled out.
Speaking of that, that was called the Thane
Alderman rule.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's right. It was during Stafford because of Thane Alderman.
Yep.
Yes.
The world famous Thane
Alderman. I think that goes back to Andy.
Yes, it does.
Does it really?
I believe it goes back to Andy because it's what those guys were doing when they had like $1,000 to win in the bomber race. They would throw a bomber car together and then throw their late model or whatever super late model setup and come down and beat us in the bombers and take the $1,000 and go put it in their late models or super late models.
You're not saying Aaron did that, are you?
That came about.
I know they tried that with Don Sargent 3-4 years ago.
Right.
They were complaining because he was running super stocks and then the modified, and then he would come down and race the bombers.
I mean, what do you think of that? I mean, should they be able to drive any division they want? I mean,
I personally, to be honest, don't have an issue. I love racing Aaron McMoran only because he's one of the best. We've all raced against him. We all see how good he is, and it's a challenge.
You know, I see both sides of it, but should you, you know, condemn a racer that has experience to race what I think is an entertainment division? It's like saying he can't race a skid plate. You're saying, you know, that would be, you know, kind of the same thing, right?
But did you hear Court Connell's victory speech?
No.
He said the bombers are harder to drive than any other class he's ever driven. And my brother said the same thing.
Well, part of that's because you can't throw a setup in it like you can on a late model or something like that, where you can have all these adjustments and it sticks better to the corner. So you got a smoother ride. That's why they're faster, obviously. But whereas it's something like a factory stock or a bomber is, you know, exactly what it is.
Yeah, they don't turn very well.
You got to make it turn. But
well, some turn very well.
Factory stocks, when they turn very well.
Set up.
That's the part he's missing. They're not stock setups.
Well, it's just
okay.
Like, well, look at
bombers. Don't turn very
look
well.
Look at the 65. That's a completely stock suspension within the rules, with throwing spring rubbers at it and things like that. It cannot go past a 20.15 seconds is the fastest. I got it down 0.3, but that was the most I can get it down.
There is no setup. There is nothing under that car.
Right.
That the shocks, the springs.
Yeah.
None of that has been changed since it's come from the junkyard.
Right.
The mission was to get it to run.
Yeah.
And then put a setup on it. Okay.
Well, that's
you can look underneath that car and look at any other
97
right
Crown Victoria, and you'll see an the identical springs, the identical shocks. If it didn't run, there was no sense trying to set it up. Okay, so there is no setup on it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is and you take a car like that, and at one point those were the rules, is to take a car like that and have it stock to go out there and run, and that was the bomber.
Yeah,
but now you're allowed racing springs, and you're allowed adjustable
pockets,
and you're allowed this, that, and the other. And you know, they're more getting towards a street stock than a factory stock.
They're pretty much what the Chargers used to be back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put Hoosiers on a couple of those cars, and I guarantee they can run with the back of the super stock. So,
right.
When we left in 06-07, the time to beat was 20 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a
19.9.
Can you believe that?
Okay. 19.5. We come back and they're at 19 flat. And right. What? Just say an 18.9.
Yeah.
Okay. 7 years later. So, you know, the rules have changed.
You know, hey,
all
the cars have gotten a little bit faster out there too. You know, got to admit that the super late models are down to 14.9s and faster.
Yeah, but
now.
You can do that stuff to those,
right?
Well, this class is, you're not supposed to do.
Well, yeah,
that
but they
stuff.
Look what they've allowed. Now they put a weight limit on it. They put not a limit, but a weight rule on it. They've allowed racing springs. They've allowed 8-inch rims instead of the 7-inch rims. And
I mean, imagine.
In the rules, when we came back 2 years ago, in the rules, there was no gutting. These things were set up like super stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was gutted.
Yeah.
Okay. The hood, the trunk, the roof, the fenders, everything was stripped out of it.
And that's just
like,
asking for trouble.
And
right.
You know,
well, yeah,
these guys,
my experience for yourself, Justin.
Yeah, the weight rule is what?
34.
3450?
No, 3400.
3,400?
Yeah.
Okay. We come back with 4,000-pound cars according to the rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the one thing to equalize things out that I don't have a problem with, but Jim instituted a weight rule. You know? So go ahead. Gut your car. You're going to have to put weight back on it. That brought the playing field. But what they're doing with rear gear and motors...
Well, and what they,
you know,
they're all legal. They're all legal.
Well, you know, and technically they are. They're working in the gray areas around the rules, and they are legal.
And I've said it 100 times. Ain't that the tech official's job to stop that?
You know,
from
sticker,
working in the
you
gray
know
area.
Sticker you have underneath the hood inside the
looks good to me.
Looks legal to me. Yes, I do, but.
And since then,
back
they've actually,
to my question,
they've actually pointed out
it,
a couple things. Like, hey, what's this? I was like, hey, that's Gary Wyatt.
That's right. You blame it on me. As I say, ain't that the tech official's job to stop these cars from running 18.9s? 19.1s?
Well, maybe legally they can run 18.9s. What you're saying, just because they run 18.9s, they're cheating?
Am I saying they're cheating?
That's
no.
That's not necessarily true.
No, I am saying, isn't it the tech official's job to stop them from running 18.9 or 19 or 19.1? Silence?
I'm thinking about what you're saying.
Isn't
that's the silence?
Yes.
If you
can legally, you take a legal car and run the bullring at 18.9 seconds?
Maybe.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I haven't tried
no.
it yet.
Yes,
I,
you
I,
have.
I'm trying.
Yes, you
next
have.
Next year.
Nope. No, you
we've
cannot take a legal.
We've run a 19.2 in a completely legal bomber.
No,
car.
You haven't.
Yes, we have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, we have.
19.24. Okay.
In a completely legal
okay,
bomber.
Here.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'll answer your first question. And my opinion on that is no. What changed that was Andy Adamczyk. If you moved up to a higher, if you race in a higher division,
she wouldn't stop. I tried to stop it. She wouldn't stop.
There was no need to stop her.
Yeah. I'm not going there. If you race in a higher division, just run one race, you cannot run in the bombers. If you race in a higher division, you had to wait 2 years before you could drop down and run a bomber again.
And you're saying two years without running anything before you can run.
2 years without running in a higher division. Now, if you want to drop down and go run a skid plate car or do demolition derby, okay, fine. But I say no. If you run in a higher division, you shouldn't be allowed to run in the bombers.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because okay. It's an entry-level division.
It's an entry. That's a that's.
I'm just
that's,
asking. Then, a, so you're saying, because of that, Aaron should not probably
no,
be running.
No, this isn't about Aaron.
Well, I know. I'm
this
just having
about
him
Aaron.
As an example. Because
this could be about you also.
Yeah, myself, too.
Aaron.
No, yeah. Okay, let's say myself.
Actually, this ain't about nobody in particular.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
about
I'm just saying
the race
because he's won a full season championship in the modifieds at the same track on
Aaron
the same
had
year.
Aaron won modifieds in 06, right?
Mm-hmm.
He run won the Lucas Oil.
Maybe
it was 05 or 06.
Okay. Hadn't raced since. Come back, starts running the bomber. Got no problem. Won a championship. Okay. Then moves up. All right. The rule was you could not run in the bomber division if you raced in a higher division. Okay. And that rule had stuck. All right. That's what I believe. It's an entry-level division. It's for those looking to have fun. Okay. To get into racing, all right? And for those that really can't afford to move up into another division, okay? It's cost-effective racing. So, no, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all.
What do you think about teammates blocking for each
huh?
other? What do you think about teammates blocking for each other?
Oh, there was some of that on Sunday. Or Saturday. There was a lot of that on Saturday.
You know, and I'm not pointing fingers, but I was worried for was
what
it the
what
tri-
are you saying? Other teams
Sam,
out there were blocking
well,
for each other?
I'm telling you, Pete
is
Meyer,
that what you're
was, there were three wide and Pete pushed one of the jacks, I think it was Sam Jacks actually, up. All I thought he was gonna push him up into the wall and before Sam backed off and
wrecking
him
no.
I mean,
wrecking him, no. Blocking, yes.
This is blatant.
It got to the point where the 29 and the 4 and then the 96, and the 96 clearly was faster. And there was one of the other cars decided they were going to get rough with the 96.
Wait a second. You telling me that 96 is faster than an 18.9?
I didn't say that at all.
You just said 96 was clearly faster than the 18.9.
On the track at that moment.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just making
we're
sure.
We're talking race speed, not qualifying speed.
Just making sure we're getting clear here.
And let me tell you, that 96 was smoking fast this past Saturday.
Pete definitely put his driving shoes on this week.
I'm sure it's more than shoes that he put on. Okay,
are you insinuating Pete's car is illegal?
No, I'm insinuating that he tweaked it to make it more closer to the rules.
He was keeping up with the competition.
But that car was extra fast past he actually almost won.
Yeah, he definitely was up there.
I have done it. I'll admit to it. If I can help my teammate out and I'm not running that good and I can get him up ahead of me, yeah.
Even if you're being lapped?
Oh, no. That's a different story. No. No. If I'm a lap down, I'm getting the hell out of the way.
No, there was two other cars that are known morons out there. But they were blocking for each other, and
there was some things going on
The lead lap.
No, one of them was multiple laps down. Yeah. He had a blown tire, decided to stay on the track for three more laps.
The tire came off.
The tire came off, rolled down the track, and he was still out there trying to wreck people.
Why didn't they black flag? And they should have.
Well, that was my question. Ain't that the tower up there? Ain't that their job to stop that stuff?
Yes. Yes. It is, and you know, again,
and that's not right back
fingers
to
like at the who I don't know. Yeah. Go ahead.
And I have a video of the super stock race where Chad Mattis spins it on the backstretch. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4.
They did not throw the caution.
They were afraid of that yellow flag this weekend.
They should have. There was a couple times where me and Thane were looking at each other like, "Where's the caution?" And in the super late race too, not just.
It
was all
it got to the point in the super stocks where
that's just not this year. I'm gonna tell you why. Well, it's not just this year. Okay, it's championship night.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's not just this year or the year before. This is championship night, and they're gonna let them race. Okay.
Well, there's more than that. These were safety.
If it's
what I think
major
safety
issues. They're making a mistake letting them race.
Now, look back a few races ago when the Legends had that big race.
Yeah.
To me, that was a caution issue that they should have thrown a caution out for a slow car on the track.
I didn't see that live. I watched the video, the in-car, and you can definitely see there was a car stopped and nobody else was stopping. It was green, green, green. And then you see one car go airborne, and then they all just...
You know, I'd rather see a bunch of pissed off people in the stands because of an extra caution than... someone getting hurt.
I mean, this weekend, like I was saying, Chad Mattis spins out on the backstretch. Mason Sargent comes in about 2 seconds later. He spins out.
Oh, man.
He was stopped in the middle on the exit of turn two. Dylan Smother went in there full blast.
By the way, running the bando line like yourself, Jay.
And completely and goes right into the door, full throttle, door of Mason Sargent.
I don't know how she didn't see it. Obviously, it's different from the stand and on the track.
I'll tell you that firsthand. Yeah. I'm not blaming her at any point.
But she T-boned him, and I thought he was going to be hurt.
I mean, I think the yellow should have came out anyway because you can see Mason Sargent inside the car trying to fire it back up to get it back going.
And he did.
And he was in the racing groove, so it wasn't.
But there's a difference between letting them race and letting them race safely. That we don't have any control over. The tower has control over it. But on championship nights, not just this past one, but for the years that I've been out there, 17, 18 of them, okay, they let them run as long as possible.
You know, and
okay?
I guess...
And the reason why they let them run, if there's one car spun and it's a lot of driver's own fault that they spin, they sit there, okay...
Do you blame them?
Wait for the yellow.
I would do the same thing.
Wait for the yellow.
If you don't, you're going to get lapped down. You get your position back.
Wait
for
the yellow. And then all of a sudden, miraculously, the car starts.
Yeah, but listen.
It's a two-way screen.
Now listen. Doesn't happen as much in the bombers, but in the super late. Listen. No, hear me out. It happens in the bombers, but it when it happens in the super lates and the super stocks, it's a different issue sometimes because the cars do flood a lot easier in those divisions than they do in a bomber stock class because of the systems that they're running are different.
I mean,
they are harder to start under those conditions.
You can clearly see when somebody's trying to refire one of those cars, you see the flame start mm-hmm. shooting out, and you can see
so
they're trying to turn it
you
over.
I just want
to
point that out.
You can see that. But you also can see so many times a car spins out, sits there, and takes off.
Yep.
And you don't see the hands come off the wheel to refire it.
There was an incident, and this isn't throwing anybody down, that a car was fighting for a top spot in the championship point, and he had a blown tire. And you see him come off a turn two, and all of a sudden his wheels went to the left, and he spun to the infield and got the caution. All of a sudden he's back out and goes into the pits. Like, I'm not – And Mike, you're shaking. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's,
yeah, but I don't blame them. They threw the caution really fast that time.
They
compared
did.
To usual, they usually wait. So again, it like Gary said, it kind of falls back on the whoever's calling the shot.
I don't blame that at all, though.
Okay.
You know,
you see it over and over. If drivers would say, you know what, I screwed up, I spun out, don't delay the race. As opposed to playing possum,
you know,
and wait for the yellow. That is wrong.
But also,
it depend on where you're at in the points. If you're in the points championship race,
well,
then I'm going to wait for the caution.
Well, you're right.
If it's going to cost me a championship, I'm waiting for the caution. Trust me, my car will not start.
He'll turn off the ignition switch. Yeah. I'm hitting the button.
Yeah, but. But as you know, as Jay just said, don't play possum. The tower knows who plays possum and who don't play possum. It just as Justin said, when somebody's trying to refire that car that you were speaking of, there's flames coming out the exhaust. There's flames coming from underneath the car. You could tell they're trying to refire. But the other ones that spin up in the corner and just sit there, the tower knows who plays possum.
Just like Johnny Squatcher had a flat tire. He was second in points. He easily could have stayed parked on the track.
He got up and got off the track, went and changed the tire.
He
sacrificed
a lot
of laps to do what was right.
He did the right thing. And real quick, while
we're talking about Johnny Squatro, during the driver's meeting, he gave the prayer,
mm-hmm.
you know, in lieu of, and he did a great job, you know, great job, Johnny, you know, for stepping up as a young
in
kid.
The driver's
that,
meeting.
During the driver's meeting, you know, and did a great job. So, but anyways, just wanted to throw that out there. Since you're on Johnny Spilatro. But yeah, he did. He pulled off. He
I give him all the credit
for
that one.
You know, that kid's coming a long way. I like love to see him win a championship maybe next year.
I was cheering for him this year. I definitely like Johnny. And
I think he made that division exciting. Some other drivers might say he made it a little too exciting. But his spunk.
Shit, we got hit again.
But that division, they're so.
Damn,
the cars are so close. You know, together, it's just not even funny.
There's a couple guys in that division I really like, and Matt Larson's another one.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember watching him race bombers with these guys, and
right.
I've always liked that guy.
Yeah,
but
along with Chad Mattis.
Yeah. It was cool to see Chad back out.
I was surprised to see him out there, to be honest with you.
He bought his old car back.
Wow.
He bought that black six?
Yeah, well, now it's the white and blue.
And you guys say Spilatro went off the track, mm-hmm. and he still is second in points.
He didn't give up
by
any
four, but he's still second.
Right. I mean, he definitely could have brought out the caution and stayed on the lead lap. But
what for? With a flat tire, you got to go in and get it changed. You can't stay out there. Now, the guy driving on a flat tire, okay, that's one.
But now listen.
You go around and
these
and
are entry level guys. These are entry level guys, though. They don't know any better.
All right.
He may not have. I'm sorry. He may not have.
He might not have known he had a flat. For real.
What is this?
The 92.
Schumacher.
Yeah. Like I said, he may not have known better.
And let me tell you that double Darrow was pretty fast.
Anthony.
Yeah, I don't know who these guys are.
But again,
Anthony, man.
The car was.
He was also.
The boat was fast.
Yeah.
He led the race. Him and Steve Danko went door to door.
Yeah, for a
it
long
wasn't
time.
Very close door to door. It was more of a door to door. But
was the 44 the yes. Car. Well, he was running the highest of the highest line. He could get any higher line.
Danko?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Nick Nusitelli made that car very fast, but I think Nusitelli had a little more talent and a little more knowledge.
Wait, let's say a little more control and then
control.
Those are loose words, by the way.
He had a little more control of that car when it was a 66 than Steve Danko does when it's a 44. And I'm not bashing nobody. I'm not the greatest driver ever, but we've all raced against these gentlemen.
We all love Nick Nusitelli.
Hey, if you're just joining us,
love
talk
the
about
guys.
The past.
Don't want to be in front of them or on the side of them or behind them.
We're talking about LVMS, the championship.
I love
point
him in the
site pits. And the Bombers right now at this point. So
nice guy, nice wife, nice kid.
And you wouldn't want to be arrested by him up north.
Love supporting kickball for the with the cops. Okay. Side by side, I'll pass.
There's a few guys side by side, I'll pass. Oh, man.
Speaking of the bull rings?
See, I didn't know that. That Nick sold his car. It's like mixed emotions. Okay? It's like your mother-in-law going off the cliff in your brand new Cadillac. Okay? It's like, hey, Nick sold the car. Oh, no. To who? Danko. That's what that's like. That's mixed emotions.
It was funny because we were driving
glad
in.
Nick, glad you're moving up into another division.
Also scared.
Did you really have to sell it to Danko?
It was funny because I was driving in, and I heard he had sold the car. Tim Mazaring had told me, hey, Nick sold the car. So I'm driving in, and I seen 44 on the door. And I'm like, please tell me that's not the 44 I think it is. And then I'm driving through the pits, and I don't see that green car sitting there, that green Monte Carlo full of Bondo. And then I'm looking around, and I see him getting in the car. I looked over, I said, that car will be totaled by the end of the night.
And you were right. I don't know any of these drivers, so I can't
Steve
speak
is
a, to their driving abilities.
Steve is a great guy, but I think that car was a little too much for him to bring in.
Steve Danko is a very nice guy. Just like Nick Nusitelli. They're very nice.
Maniacs on the track, though.
Nick, I will give, hands down, he has a little more control of that car than Danko did.
Very
so.
Little.
I would hope so.
Very little.
Years, we give Danko 3 years and a couple front end and my doors and rear bumpers. And
two races, that car ended up on the hook both times. So
yeah.
Hey, well, at least Nick got it on there once, so we got to give Nick some credit.
The last time Nick put it on the hook wasn't his fault. There was another Anthony
that just happened to drive into
the back of everybody.
Race. That was the final race of the night.
Last year.
That was open
last
comp
year.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, open comp.
Oh, it was during
year.
The breakout.
The 34, the 34 used the 92 and the 1 and
the
66.
What's his name? Bradley Thompson.
Bradley Thompson.
Oh, yeah, he took them all.
Yep.
He stuffed three guys in one turn.
I give him credit.
I give him credit for that. Speaking of the bull ring, let's not forget about the banquet, 2017 banquet, November 4th this year.
Make sure
very early
RSP to Tim Richter as soon as you can.
Tickets cost $35 each, or a table of 10 is $300.
He said he's getting a band for that night. He said, I don't know how he's going to pay for it, but I can't remember who the band was, but I guess they're local and pretty good. So
they're
doing
the top 10 in super late models, top 10 in super stocks, top 10 in bombers, top 5 in modifieds, top 10 in legends, top 5 in thunder cars. Bando Outlaws is the top 8.
Cool.
So I guess at
the championship night, the super lates, Gafferini actually won the race, but Justin Johnson obviously got the championship. The super stocks,
Court Connell
won, and the championship,
yeah.
Correct? Yeah, so he got both there. And then, of course, the bombers were
Aaron McMorrin.
No, he didn't. Who won the?
Ron Reed won the Thunder Cars. Yes.
Okay.
Tyler
Fabozzi.
Won the Legends division, and the Middle Arrow Outlaws went to Camden Larson, Matt Larson's son. Yep, little What are Carlos. They
calling
him?
Carlos. Carlos. Yes.
Carlos.
And then the top 10 in Bandits.
They're doing the
top 10 at the banquet. And then the skid plate cars is the top 10 as well.
Really?
Yep.
So everybody in the skid
rookie
plate.
Rookie of the year in each class. And then they got one sportsman award.
Cindy spun it pretty good into the wall.
Oh, I've seen pictures of her car pretty smashed.
Yeah,
I will say one thing. I understand that's the fun class.
Yeah.
But there was a car spun in the middle of 3 and 4,
and
in the middle of the track.
At all.
Facing the wrong way for the last, 15 laps? But
they did not throw the caution.
And no caution came out.
Right in the middle of between two
skid plate cars.
3 and 4.
I'm glad nobody hit him, because that would have been bad.
That's true.
But
it
was facing the wrong way and in dead center in the middle of the track, and cars were spinning to not hit him, going down on the apron, doing whatever they could to avoid him, and it was 15 laps of them avoiding him.
Well, and what was funny, just before that all happened, Thane was just telling me, he goes, hey, telling Tim, hey, why don't you use that, the center pole down there with tires around it and stuff as a little chicane for the skid plates to go around, kind of a barber pole or whatever you want to call it, to make it more exciting. Right? And then Tim said, no, he don't want anybody to hit it, So, you just have to, put more tires and kind of put better barricades around it so people don't hit it. But here it is. Shortly after he said that, there's a car sitting in the middle of turn between turn 3 and 4, and they did not throw the caution the whole time. And I was like, well, they're worried about hitting the pole with tires and shit around it, but here's a car sitting right in the middle of the turn.
What?
I'm paying all the room.
What?
Sorry, Dave, don't mean to throw you under the bus.
What
either.
Is the main purpose of putting skid plate cars out there? To watch them spin out.
Yeah.
So why are you carrying this conversation on?
He
said he spun out and he's facing the other way.
Well, no.
We're talking about skid plate cars.
He was facing downwards. Anybody could have T-boned him at any time.
In the driver door.
In the driver's door at any time. That's the way he was facing. In the middle of the turn.
We understand you guys used to race back when bombers didn't have cars.
Maybe
when
that's
they
okay
used to
the bombers.
Track down
that's okay, the bombers, but you're talking about little mini cars that are
Hey, have you seen them?
Go figure eight.
Listen, front wheel drive. They're not going any slower than any other mini stock out there, whether they got back wheels or not.
Hey, don't knock the only division that's slower than me. Okay, I even got Bandolero kids running 19.2s. Okay,
and James,
that's faster than my bomber.
And the guy that won the skid plate
James
championship, Brazil.
Yeah.
I think he might be faster than you, Jay.
I'll have to go talk to him.
he was spinning out a lot compared to.
But there was a lot of obstacles that race. They had
that's true.
Donnie Williams was spinning left and right, and he's been pretty good.
You know what happens with him? What I noticed just watching him out there was that's Ben Williams, right? The kid I think was racing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
So he does fine until he spins once. Once he spins, once he gets behind, then he overdrives.
Or then
when the
bumper was laying on the front stretch and everybody was scared of they were afraid of this bumper.
Debris, cracked debris. By the way,
they were bouncing off the wall.
Was Cindy Clark's bumper?
There was two bumpers. One was Cindy Clark.
Yep. Got to give congratulations to our H-Town buddy down there, Jeff Bargenhoff. Finished up second in points, only 22 points out of first, and Cindy Clark tied with Billy Paddock. With 96 points, only 3 points out of second. So
Jeff
congratulations
took the lead.
To Jeff Bargenhoff. He went through a season with one car and didn't total it. So,
who's the number three?
The guy that won?
One, yeah.
I'm not sure who he is.
That car was fast.
He gave a really good victory speech. He was all hyped up. He was he was on cloud nine just to be on the racetrack, it looked like. So I give him credit on that one.
And let me tell you, kudos to Tim Richter. 12 cars out there. This is the first, pretty much the first year they run full schedule, and 12 cars out there. Can't wait to see it next
total
year.
Total of 18 for the entire season.
So
I know there was a new car, the freak car. It was the 33.
Well, Matt, that's Matt.
Matt Espino.
Espino. Yeah, he's the.
Esposito.
And then there was the 47 car, who was new. He was the one that was spun. Facing the wrong way.
Facing the wrong
way. The 47 car.
Turn 3 and 4.
He won't be back. Leave my ass.
Probably not. He was like, man, they don't even throw caution
sure
on this
not
track.
For sale?
For sale. Chief, by giving it away. No, I don't know what happened, why he couldn't refire that thing. He was pushing to get the caution so he can get his lap back.
There you go.
And it didn't work.
There you go.
But he lost 20 laps.
He lost 20 laps.
Another possum out there trying to get a yellow.
Oh, trust me. I don't think he was playing possum after the third car almost hit him.
I think he was probably scooting the car trying to get it to roll down the track.
When he seen Racer X going through the infield to avoid him. And then
Welcome to Entertainment Division Racing.
On a championship night, no doubt.
Yeah.
It was
a typical championship.
That was interesting.
Night. Yeah. It was fun. It was fun to watch skid plates. It was fun to watch the bombers. It's fun to watch the super stocks. They were all skid plate races to me. From super late models all the way down. It was good racing. A lot of fun. Wish you guys were there.
I was homesick.
No.
I'm just glad not to see the 65 out there. It might have ended up crushed.
It would have been up. It probably would have won. No, I'm just kidding.
The way they
attrition, attrition, attrition.
Attrition, exactly.
You would have got another top 10, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I probably would have. Yeah. Jeez. Oh, well. We'll see. I'm going to try to make the breakout race. We'll see what happens.
Are you sure you want to roll that race?
Nobody's going to show up.
Oh,
Simon's not going to be there. He didn't make this pass race. Sullins ain't going to be there.
A week, 2 weeks ago, we had this discussion. A lot of cars show up with a bunch of first-time drivers.
I will admit.
They're all crashed already.
Okay. trust me, they fix them up just to send them out. They get somebody.
I'll
they
be
get some them. Sucker.
Jim,
okay, here, you want to try it this weekend? Just don't go faster than 20 seconds. And they send them out and line them up like they did last year. Okay, like Bradley Thompson, never in a car before. Wrecking cars left and right. Okay, spinning out all over the place.
That's what makes it fun.
I mean, Martin Sowens had somebody in a car. And I mean, everybody.
Jim Marino.
Jim Marino had somebody in the car. And
There was one race. It was a breakout race, and they had all the girls driving it. And I think it was somebody was in Solon's car, somebody was in Marlino's car, and I was a 92. Imagine that. Split the middle, and one of the girls went headfirst in the wall driving the 13X, and I went by him locking up the brakes. And the video's on YouTube. You see the whole wreck, and that was bad. Like that's why you don't put first timers in with guys that have been doing it all year and apparently don't look past their hood pins.
And Justin was out. Thinking,
so what are you trying
to buy all these women?
What are you trying to say, Justin? The women can't drive?
No, don't
that's
put
it. That's what you just said. There was women in the car. Okay.
There's a big difference between like Kayla Bronson.
You're sexist. Oh my God.
Because Kayla Bronson raced there for how long? And she never had an issue. You don't put first timers in with.
Looked like a bunch of women driving out there this past weekend.
Look, I didn't say that. You need to read the
opinions. Yeah.
Are you going to start bashing Danica now on YouTube?
No, we don't have enough time for that.
She does that herself. Come on, she does that herself.
Hey, again, if you want to watch Legends Nationals this weekend, it's Thursday, Friday, typically Friday and Saturday if you want to see all the good races. Otherwise, a couple weeks from now, you have another race out there. It's going to be the Senators Cup.
Senators Cup.
Ball Cup. A lot of great racing that night.
Yeah, October 20th.
Bomber breakout race.
Yep.
20th and 21st.
Correct, yeah.
So 2 days, Friday and Saturday race.
And the West Coast Short Track Championship is November 18th.
So a lot of cool races coming up. If you miss anything, sorry about that. Never enough time. So we'll see you live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks for joining us.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.